Hello, we're on the air. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and tonight my star host is Janet Ruffel. We'll be bridging some wisdom together. She is a psychic medium, spiritual advisor, as well as a TV host on one of the top New York cable access shows. The program's name is Beyond the Unexplained. And this show, well, she's been going with this show for approximately 5 years, and it goes all over the country, including New Mexico, Minnesota, Arizona, St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. And also, Janet Ruffel has been in the business for over 40 years with intuitive consultations. She is a reader of the stars. Janet lectures many different psychic experiences. She has a very unique story to tell the active listening audience about a UFO abduction. She's had a few major experiences that have led her to be very well known. Hello, we're back on the air. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook. With me is Janet Ruffel. We have a little Mercury retro going on here, and my computer just stopped. Janet, how are you?
I'm great, honey. Yeah, I know that. I'll tell you, it was one of those days. It took me over an hour this morning to get on the computer. My grandson had to go somewhere and broke down, flat tire, no jack. So it's affecting everyone.
I tell you what, I was in the middle of introducing you because I wanted to explain that you had some really heavy-duty information to share with us about UFO abductions, and that was mostly one of your awakenings. I want to tell the active listening audience as well that you, Janet, have worked with police on Katie Bear's kidnapping and also mentioned in the book about the case, and that you were the only psychic to correctly state Katie was chained to the net.
Very true, very true, all of it. Yeah, I'm actually mentioned in the book, and no coincidences, I guess, as they say. It's funny, after that case, I happened to go out on a date, and the little girl was there. My boyfriend had gone to school with the fellow that took her. So many coincidences that were not coincidences. I got called to jury duty, and of course what the case was the Katie Bear's case, and I couldn't go because I was, you know, in the book and work with the police. In fact, about 2-3 months ago, I did a party at one of the restaurants that I do my readings at, and one of the ladies came over and she says, "Oh, I know the judge well," she said, "that worked on that case. She's my best friend," because this lady was a judge as well. So you just never know how coincidental life is or why you're going down a certain path that you go down, you know.
That is so true. You've been doing this psychic readings for over 40 years.
Yeah, I've been doing this since I'm 22. I'm now 70, so it's well over 40 years.
That's amazing.
You know, I'm very fortunate to have a good reputation. And you know, in this field, your reputation is who you are. And I only work with credited people because, I work so hard to keep my reputation up and above board. So I'm very selective on the people that work with me. I have a few really, really good readers and, you know, love what I do, doing 3 radio shows now, my TV show and my readings and my fundraisers. And yes, I don't have a life.
You don't. Yeah, I mean, you do have a great life.
Yeah,
you mentioned other people.
I love it.
Tell me a little bit. You've got a caller, Helen, online,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she's one of my readers. Like,
no, okay. Let's take Helen.
Yeah.
Hello, Helen. You're on
the
air.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Janet. I just thought I'd call in and say hello because it's hard to get you on the phone or in person, so I figure I'll just find you on the radio wherever you are.
That's my new home, it seems.
I see.
Helen works with me at all my events, and she's an extremely, extremely good angel reader. She's out here in Long Island with me, and she's real good, you know, someone who I would say, you know, she's top class, and she's very, very good at what she does. So I'm very proud to have her work with me.
It's so nice to meet you, Helen. I'm Kathy.
Nice to meet you as well. You have a very nice voice,
Well, thank
actually,
you.
And you're welcome. When is your birthday?
211-56.
I'm sorry?
211-56.
An Aquarius.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's why she's a good person.
Yes. Very, very, you're a strong person, but very soft on the outside. You know, you're soft on the outside and tough on the inside, or is that the other way around? But you.
I'm very nice sensitive voice. To others, very sensitive.
Yeah. Yes.
And yes. I come across very sweet. However, if I get pushed in that corner, I get tough.
You're like the rest of us.
Right on.
I'm the bull. I'm Taurus the bull, but I can be as sweet as can be. But don't cross me.
Yeah.
And you see the bull in the chat closet.
Puppy, right. Every night at this time, she barks at the air for 30 minutes.
Well, you know what they do, too, when you're on the phone. I have a dog and a cat, and they act up.
Every night at this exact time, then. She barks at the air for like 20 minutes.
Well, maybe there's someone in spirit hanging out, and that's probably the reason why she's seen.
I'm sure it's
so
bad. Helen, you work with Janet, helping her in meetings,
yes,
and also you are an angel card reader
card reader.
Tell us a little bit about you and how you've met Janet. Give us some input on Janet, the inside.
I'm in trouble.
Okay, Janet, for me. Janet is very lovely, as you know. I met her, I think we've been working together for going on 3 years now, and I met her through another friend who, Janet, was doing a fundraiser for breast awareness, I believe, and they needed readers, and the friend suggested I contact Janet, and the rest is history. We've been working. She's kind enough, you know, if she needs readers, she rotates people, which is very nice. And when my turn comes up and I go to various restaurants with her, it's always, most often than not, it's a lovely experience. I've been reading angel cards for about 15 years or so, more or less, and I really enjoy them. They're angelic, you know. They're pleasant. I call myself like spiritual guidance counselor. I am intuitive. I pick up certain things. So when I do a reading, it's a combination of several things, but it's basically a story about the person I'm reading and helping them, you know, however the cards fall, you know, in telling the story or, you know, guiding them. There you go.
Do you work with Janet like each person has a – Janet,
yes.
How did you – when you work with, as you say, your readers,
when I do my, you know, when I have my dinner events or, you know, fundraisers or whatever, they'll usually tell me approximately how many people they have. I know myself I can usually read, you know, between 10 and 12, 15-minute sessions. That's what we do at the fundraisers. So if, you know, and since I don't do cards, Helen does cards, so usually they'll, you know, I'll tell them I have an angel card reader, or I have a regular card reader, or I have a medium. It's according for every 10 or 12 people that, you know, that we're sure are going to be there, I bring another reader, you know. And she also co-hosts with me with Jonathan Green and Lisa Beretta on the radio show every morning. So when she comes on in the morning with us and, you know, we have a meditation, and then she's great, and she does her card readings for anybody who calls in. So it works out really well. It's very, it blends in because, it becomes interesting because everybody gives a little bit of what they have. And it's a blessing, and she's great. And she's been working with me for a while, and whenever I do, you know, I would say just about every event I bring Helen because she's very well liked and she's very good. So,
that's wonderful.
Well, yeah. I do.
Helen,
I do,
you've got
best.
Great energy. you feel very, very strong and very content with what you do and who you are. And very matter, you know, you've got that solid foundation built there.
Yeah, she's
and
very good.
It's really nice that you called in. Is there any, I'm going to ask Helen, if you could think of Janet in one word of a descriptive adjective, what would you say?
Wow, that is hard. I would say loyal. Hardworking is two words, but she's
loyal is like, great. That's trusting. That's with loyal, you get trust. You get.
I'm not just saying.
Dependable. You get.
Yes, absolutely.
Gosh, you
name it.
You get.
And
she's
working
very
hard. And she's
you get
generous,
knowing things,
giving.
And that's why I asked you. I knew you could pull up something that would just touch base with all of who Janet is. And we're just honored to have her here on BBS tonight.
Thank you. I'm honored to be best, you know. Yes. Well, you know, I enjoy what I do. It's my passion, and, you know, and I think if you have a passion in what you do, then it's easy. It's not work, and that's how I feel. I love it. It's a gift. God gave me a beautiful gift, and I try to help people. That's my main thing, really, you know. I mean, my phone starts in the morning until the evening. Well, I enjoy it. Well, you know that, Helen. You know, we enjoy what we do, you know. We laugh about it sometimes, you know, but most of the time, you know, we're serious. We give whatever advice comes through. Remember, we're still just the vessel. It's, you know, I don't consider myself a reader. I consider myself a vessel, and I do work hand in hand with God, just like Helen does.
Yes.
And whatever the answers are comes from. Like I always say, I'm still delivering the mail, except in a different way. That's how I look at it.
That's really wonderful.
Yeah.
The passion, it's hard to get the passion
for
a lot of people. And, you know, we can have more than one passion, I'm sure, because I love photography and art and drawing and creating. But my main passion, and I've stuck with it, is helping other people learn their gifts and waking up and just becoming a part and then sending them on their way. But they keep in touch with me. But I do mostly mine with teaching, just like you do. You teach everybody that you come in contact with by the way that you are and the way that you handle yourself, by the way that you produce your information to them.
Mm-hmm.
It helps them and teaches them as well. And that's what it's all about, is getting everybody to know that their gifts are there. And, you know, us old wise people, because I'm, 54, you know.
Oh, you're a baby, my goodness.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I'm 70. I don't think it acted or feel it, but I'm 70. But, you know,
My dad always said, I'm older than you, so I'm wiser, and I have more wisdom. He says that.
Well,
so, you know, we look up to people that are older or, you know, have more, you know.
Yeah, but I can't count over 29, so.
I'm 122.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
But, you know, I
want to call Helen Angel. I don't know why. I just keep wanting to say Angel.
Thank you. You're a doll.
That's what it feels like. I feel like an angel's in our presence.
Well, geez, that is a compliment.
You are probably one of the angels walking on earth.
Well, we try. I mean, Janet and I, and of course other intuitives that we know, yourself, of course, you just said it, we just try to help people become aware. Everyone has a gift.
Yeah.
Everyone. It's just
with a lot of love and liking.
Well, you know what it is, too? You know, I'll never tell anybody what to do. I'll suggest, but we all also ultimately have free will. And life is in school, and we are learning whatever we're supposed to be doing. So
exactly.
To me, I just, you know, I'm there for them if they need me. But everybody has their own road to travel. I guess that's the easiest way. You know, and sometimes you just need to be a little bit of a backbone for people that you know, that just need that. And I have no problem with that. That's fine.
Do you have a special way that you like to read, Janet, or does it just come to you? Do you ask for birthdays? How do you go about your reading?
Usually I'll start, for some reason, I'll just ask their day and month, and then I literally tune into them. I tune into their soul. I'm definitely amazed with it. And then when people on the other side want to come through, they'll usually describe themselves or tell me what they passed over, you know. And the way that I know that I'm on target is whenever I give a reading, and if I am correct, you know, which hopefully I usually am, I get chills. You know, it's almost like I get chills, but when I, when people on the other side want to show me something, I get certain signs. Like, I'll give you an example. If it's a woman, usually I'll smell, you know, lilacs or roses. You know, if I see flowers, like, you know, like a group of flowers, that usually tells me honors or happy times, wedding, you know, something of a celebration. When I see flags waving, it shows me they're patriotic. It's very weird. When I see 9/11, I know someone was either in a uniform or a, you know, fireman or a policeman.
Now, Janet, you did have an incident at 9/11 that you did see the 9/11 about to happen.
Yeah, actually, I had been in the World Trade Center a good month or two prior, and at the time I was working for a, you know, a doctor and a chiropractor, and there used to be a young gentleman that used to come in quite late, and I, you know, I was ready to go home, and I had asked him, why do you get there so late? And he said he worked at Cantor Fitzgerald, and I said, where's that? And he said it was the World Trade Center, and I said, you know, I have to tell you something. There's an enormous amount of danger there. When I had been in there, I was there with my grandson. He had to go into the city for something, and I went with him. And I started to get on the escalator because I wanted to go see Windows on the World. And as I got on the escalator, it was almost like I could feel the building around me, you know, making some very, very loud noises. And it wasn't the escalator. I said to my grandson, let's go. You know, I never did get to see Windows on the World, unfortunately. But I left there, and when this gentleman had come into the doctor's office, I told him, I said, you know, there's a lot of danger. And he said, oh, I'm not afraid. I said, the last thing I said to this gentleman was, may you be in the palm of Jesus' hand. The next time I saw him, his picture was on the front of a local newspaper. He died in 9/11. And it was like
my
5 days
gracious.
Prior. Tragedy, but you know what? He said he wasn't afraid.
He's in the palm of Jesus' hand, then.
Exactly, exactly, yeah. Young man,
he's in a great place. We're down here working. He's
exactly.
Well, he's gardening and doing his work, too, but that is an amazing story.
It's funny
I've read and looked, you know, within about you, and there's just so many things.
Oh my God, I know. That's what I said.
But I don't want to keep Helen just sitting there on the line. We might, you know, I don't want. Helen, do you? I hate to.
Oh, I'll let you go. I just wanted to. I'm sorry. I'm so used to staying on the line.
I just now realized you're on the line, and I don't want you to. I don't want to be rude.
No. And I don't want to be rude either. I don't. I just wanted to say hello you know, wish you all the best, and I told Janet I would give a call in, but I didn't know
you were.
I'm
so glad you did. I would have never gotten to meet you for a good while, I'm sure.
And
I'm grateful to meet you.
She'll be on with me tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. too, so.
Yes, you know. Janet, I will see you tomorrow at 8.
Okay, my dear.
And thank you so much, and good luck with your show, and thank you for the very nice comment about the angelic realm.
Okay, my dear.
You
I'll
are
talk,
so
I'll,
welcome,
I'll
but very
morning.
Well deserved.
And
thank you for calling.
You. Okay, have a good night and thank you.
Okay, I'll talk to you in the morning.
Bye bye, Helen.
Bye bye, honey.
Bye bye. Bye now.
Yeah, I, you know, she's one of my right hand people. I told
her. She is wonderful.
Well, you know,
I loved her energy.
I can call her in an hour and say, listen, we got work. I'll be there. Very dependable, so that's good, you know.
Loyal and dependable, I tell you.
Yeah, you need that.
Janet,
well,
tell us a little bit about the UFO abduction, because I believe that's when you felt like you had really started contacting people on the other side.
Well, actually, I'll tell you the whole story. It was March 27th, 1962. I was 22 years old. I was 4 months pregnant with my youngest daughter. And believe me, I'm a very together person. And if this didn't happen to me, I would have never said it because, you know, it's so literally out of this world. But I had this experience. I was on the way to my doctor, and I was like 10 minutes from where I lived to the doctor's office, and I arrived an hour later. I remember driving down this road locally to where I still live and looking up in the sky, and it looked like a moon, but it kept spinning around and changing colors. And I do remember pulling over, and I do remember getting out of the car looking up, but that was all I remembered. The next thing I knew, I was at my doctor's office. It was an hour later. I walked in. Now, mind you, I was only 22 at the time. I walked in, and the first thing he said is, why are you here so late? And I says, I'm not here late. And he says, look, it's 7:30. You had a 6:30 appointment. And
I
looked at him like, okay, uh-huh, yeah, I know I'm not late. And then he said to me, why is your face peeling? And I didn't even know. It was like sunburn, you know. And it was, and all of a sudden, I mean, I could almost literally hear what he was thinking, and it was the weirdest, strangest thing. Now, mind you, I didn't know that I had this experience. I knew what I saw, but I knew nothing for 33 years till I was 55. And only by coincidence, I went to a group, because I became instantly psychic. Instantly. It was just like, you know, I guess it must have opened me up to my gift or whatever. And when I had gone to this one group of people, and it was called Star People, and I was very interested, and the person that was speaking started talking about scars and scoop marks, and I had no idea what he was talking about, and he showed a picture, and I went, wait a minute, I have that on my arm. And the first thing they said was, have you ever seen a UFO? And I looked at him, and I laughed, and I said, well, I don't know if it was a UFO, I said, but, you know, and this happened many years back. And he had said, had I ever been regressed? And I'm like, well, why would I want to be regressed? He says, don't you want to know what happened to you in that missing time? Now, of course, if you're not aware of something happening, why would you even bother, you know, being of any interest? So I thought about it for a little bit, you know, and I said, yeah, you know, I have nothing to lose. I don't know, you know, I don't even know what happened to me, if anything happened to me. So consequently, I made an appointment with a doctor, oh, God, what was her name again? Oh, my God, I can't even think of her name. Well, anyway, she's since passed away. And she worked with, I'll remember it. She worked with John Mack, and she worked with Bud Hopkins, and wonderful, wonderful lady. And she regressed me, and that's actually when I found out what happened. I was regressed, and I had actually saw myself going up into the ship. I saw different rooms in there. The first room that I saw was basically, it looked like a small white room, and when I got there, this sounds so ridiculous, I know, but when I think about it, you know, I still think it's like I'm there right now. I could see it. It looked like I was being greeted by what looked like a praying mantis. Now, I know that sounds ridiculous, but I'm only 4'11", so this was towering over me. Oh, the doctor's name was Dr. Jean Mundy. I knew I couldn't think of it, but that's who her name was. But anyway, and anybody can look her up. She's since passed away, but what had happened was, when I went into this small room, I was literally pushed against what looked like a silver, it would remind me of a mirror, but it was silver, like a silver plate. And I remember this praying mantis started touching the top of my head and going all around my body with this pointer like a teacher would have. And I remember he poked my side, and I remember saying, ow, that hurt me, you know. And now, grant you, I was 4.5 months pregnant. After he did that, I called them snowmen, but I guess they were grays. One was on each side of me, and they were literally speaking to me through telepathy. They weren't verbalizing, okay? And then the next thing I know was what looked to me like a reptilian, who to me, he reminded me of an usher, you know, in a theater, because what his job was to take me through the rooms in this ship. Now, the first room we went to was, it was like a pale pink, and what I saw there were 20 incubators, and 10 on the top and 10 on the bottom, and what it was embryo, but each one was a little more progressed. When we got to the 20th embryo, it was a baby girl, and I remember she smiled at me. Now, mind you, in my regression, I was as calm as I am now, but my body was, you know, was going all over the place, shaking like a leaf. So apparently when this actually happened, I guess whatever the experience was, you know, that I guess I was fearful and frightened. So after I went through that room, they took me to another room, and it was a pale blue room. Now, in the pale blue room, it was a similar thing, 20 incubators, 10 on the top, 10 on the bottom. But in there, it looked like they were reptilians, but they were embryo as well. And apparently what it was they were trying to clone them to make hybrids. So after we walked out of there, I still had my two little snowmen, which were apparently grays. Now, they were talking to me through telepathy, saying to me, "Don't worry, we're not going to hurt you." And I guess my body was shaking like a leaf. Because, I mean, this was an experience. You're with beings that you've never seen before, you know. And at the time, I was young. I was 22, and I was a very shy person. I would never do what I'm doing now, not in a heartbeat. So anyway, so from there, they took me into another room, and it reminded me of a courtroom. Now, there were seven beings, three on one side and three on the other, and they were a mixture of humanoid some looked human, some looked, you know, like reptilians. And I remember there was one tall, very, very handsome man with a cloak on, and I remember he had the bluest eyes and long brown hair, and he was, you know, what I would look at, to me, he looked like perfection. He was just so, and such a calmness about him. Now, apparently, he was the leader, and all of a sudden, I saw this thin wire going into my arm, and I kept saying, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" And they said, "We're giving you information. When the time is right, you're going to know what to do with it." Okay. Now, grant you, I didn't know for 33 years that this happened, but the funny thing was, when I looked at this humanoid, whatever, he looked as human as you and I, but when I looked at him in an angle, he looked like a hologram. So,
really?
Yeah, it was amazing. And shortly thereafter, I really kind of got very interested in, you know, in the UFOs, the conspiracy. And, I mean, I have met probably just about every single person in the field of UFOs. And I know them personally, and they know me. How they got in touch with me or how, I don't even know. You know, I used to go to Pensacola. I've gone to Connecticut where I used to go, and I've actually met Edgar Mitchell. I've met Eric Von Daniken. I've met so many, which I've actually videotaped for my TV show. But the interesting thing, and this will definitely be a bestseller show whenever I get to do it, Dr. Jean Mundy, when she passed away 2 years ago in January, I got a call from a friend of hers. And they had asked me, was I the Janet Russell that knew Dr. Jean Mundy? And I said, yes, I was. Well, she left me all of her books, her CDs, her videos. I mean, so much that it's amazing. Even the accounts of some of the other abductees. You know,
wow.
So I said, she trusted me so much, knowing that I would be confidential with this work, you know, but I seriously, I've been thinking about it, and I'm seriously thinking of doing the show, and I want to call it The Diary of an Experiencer, because, you know, I would just literally, you know, we of course wouldn't use the names or addresses because that's private, but just the similar experiences that most of us have had. Now, with this implant in my arm, it does not show up on a regular X-ray. It does show up on an MRI because a few years ago I had, what the heck is that? My shoulder, I can't think what you call it, but I was operated on. And it showed up when they had to do an MRI. And then in 1993, I had a near-death experience. I actually had congestive heart failure, cardiomyopathy, and two heart attacks. I always believed in God. I was in the ICU, and they told me, they gave me the last rites. And there was a picture of Jesus on the wall. And I looked at the picture and said, well, you've got my attention now. And the next thing, I literally saw myself in the palm of his hand. The next day, the doctors came up. They said I was a miracle. They don't know how I survived it. Then 2 years ago, April 7th, I had a massive, massive heart attack. 98% of my heart was blocked. And I actually died for 14 seconds, saw them doing the defibrillator and all that. And now I'm a proud owner of a defibrillator, a pacemaker, and a stent. So then I go right back to work, and I guess I wasn't ready. So guess what? You know that scene? I fall and I can't get up? Well, that's what happened. I ended up breaking my ankle. So I had 4 months of staying in the house. So I said, now I listen to God. Yeah, this was 2 years ago. So I said, now I listen to God. So, and I learned to walk all over again. And it was not an easy thing, but now I listen. I listen when, you know, when I'm too tired or, you know, I say, you know, we're only here for a certain amount of time, you know, and I try to make every moment as precious as I can, you know. So
whatever
gift God's given me, you know, it really is to help people, and I love what I just love what I do, you know. So it's not work. It's fun. At least I call it fun anyway.
I tell you, you've got such a great testimony for many people. I, too, have had a similar experience where I was at the Native American reservation with the grandmothers, and a UFO hovered over my head. The reason I saw it so strongly is I was looking up in the stars with another friend of mine, and I was singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and then I was singing A, B, C, D, E, F, G, because they have the same tune. And it just hovered right over, so Gramp Spider was coming from the Port-a-John. It was dark because we kept the, you know, it was just dark. And we had a 12-sided lodge and a big drum going for the Mother Earth's heartbeat. And she went in and told Gramps Twyla, and then that's all she wrote. I had, I would dream it and
well, you know,
I even woke my husband up and told him one night, I said, I just came back from from the UFO, and he started singing Manitou, and I, you know, I got this little thing in my ear that I keep picking at all the time.
Well, you know, Kathy, so many people have had these experiences, you know, and sometimes you don't know it. My youngest daughter that I was pregnant with, when, you know, when I had this experience, the Japanese actually came and did a three-hour special with me. They flew my daughter up. She was living in Florida at the time. And I've got the implant in my arm, and she's got the implant in the back of her leg. And she's almost like my clone. She looks just like me, you know. And I know she's got the ability. She doesn't do anything about it. But you know, it was just so amazing. And since then, she's had sightings, you know. And I don't believe I've had any more sightings. I mean, if I have, I'm not aware of it, because I kind of went down a different path where now I do the mediumship, you know, and it seems that's the path. But it always brings me back to the UFO experiences. It's so amazing. Every time I start, you know, down another path, I always ultimately end up talking about my UFO experience. Now, grant you, this happened in 1962. You know, and I had a friend of mine do an astrology chart for me, and when she did it, she said, Janet, even if I didn't know you had the experience, she says, just the way the planets were lined up, you know, the night that I had this, she said, I would know that something unusual happened to you. So I don't know, because I don't do astrology, but she just said it was there, you know, and I guess it was, I don't know if it was, you know, I guess it was meant to be, or it wouldn't have happened to be. But it, you know, it amazes me. And
it's a fortune to me. It's a very fortunate experience.
Well, it's a blessing.
You know?
The only time it ever bothered me was when hail bopped, you know, and then my arm was like throbbing, but it doesn't bother me. You know, I don't even feel it there. You know, and I really feel if I had it taken out, it would be back again.
Yeah, they do come back.
So
yes,
I just think, let it stay there, you know, whatever it is.
And they visit often, you know.
Yep.
They visit often in dreams. I dream this one dream that is so wild. I would love to share it with you, where I go, and everybody goes into a different spaceship according to how they have behaved on Earth, what they have done on Earth, at the end of, because the world is changing.
Right.
And they come and get us. And I'm in this ship that I'm in the very back or either the very front, but I can see all, it's rounded and I can see all the stars.
Hmm.
And all I keep going, where is my family? Where is my family? They said, we are your family.
Right,
and I said, but where are my children? My blood children. And then they said, well, your other family, your brothers and sisters got on another ship.
Hmm.
And, you know, that's, they're fine. And each one, I mean, it looked like a plant. A planet, you know, it had the greenery, the gardens. It was huge. And then my children appeared, and they had kids with them, and I was like, wow, you know, these are my grandchildren. It had been, you know, a while.
Right. Yeah.
But it was just, I dream that dream often.
Do you? Yeah. Well, you know, for a long time there, I used to, you know, feel, there was one morning I woke up like 3 in the morning, and 3 o'clock seems to be a very important time.
3:22.
Yeah, well, I was
that's
3.
Really,
oh, yeah. Usually 3:33 is mine, and it's funny because my home number has the 3 threes in it, my home phone number as well, you know. But I remember I woke up one night, and I was literally levitating in my bedroom. You know, and I remember I could hear the noise outside, you know, and my bed was shaking like a leaf, you know, and it was very, very, it was strange. I mean, I've lectured all over the country about this as well, you know, but then after my near death and then after my death, I kind of really got more into the spiritual mediumship. And, you know, it brings closure to people. It really, really does.
It does, doesn't it?
You know,
it's a gift. It's such a wonderful blessing to be able to contact with a loved one and be able to give them information.
Yeah, definitely. You know. Well, you know, basically it's written, you know, I have my info on my website, to JanetRussellPresents.com. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Brad Steiger. I'm certainly sure you must have. He's a fantastic author. Well, I did a reading for him at one time. It's actually on my site with Jeff, on the Jeff Wrench show, and he had sent me 2 pennies and the cover to a like a light switch, and he didn't tell me anything about it. It's actually on my site, and what I actually told him was everything that happened in that home and everything, and the story is, you know, on there. And he basically said that I'm 100%. I said, only God's 100%, you know, right? And I'm actually in one of his books about spirits, you know, spirits and ghosts, and I don't
that
know
is wonderful. You're just everywhere that I'm.
Oh, please,
I know you don't put a whole lot out on the internet because of Tom, but people tend to pick you up and put you out there.
Oh, yeah, and I'm all over the place. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Get out the information of how they can contact you. Your reading, you do readings privately?
Yes, I do readings privately. I also do them, you know, on the phone. So if they wanted a private reading, which I consider private on the phone. I mean, I did someone from Jordan last week, you know, and another person from Cyprus. So what they can do is they just go to my website. It's http://JanetRussellPresents.com. And there is, you know, a button there for PayPal. Should I tell you what my fees are? Because I don't know if you can do that.
Oh, sure.
All right, because some shows you can't, you know. My fees are $50 for a 15-minute phone session and $100 for a half-hour phone session. But I also do a lot of fundraisers, you know, if they're in Long Island or in New York, you know, and I can give you my home number, too, because it's out there. It's 631-654-3353, and I answer most of the time. You know, if I don't, then, you know, I always call back with, you know, with the messages. And they can email me at rosebudsjanet, rosebudsjanet at msn.com, or they can write to me. And what I've been doing is anyone who wants to ask me a question, if I pick that card, I'll usually answer it either on the radio shows I do or on my TV show, and I will send them a 15-minute gift certificate, and that would be Janet Russell, Post Office Box 311, Medford, New York, 11763, and it's just my kind of like little give back to them, you know. But they've got to make sure that they do send me a card or, you know, or a letter to have their return address on it so I can send it to them. So, you know.
And BBS Radio was wonderful and put you as a headline. And that information, if you just click on JanetRussellPresents.com on the main page, you can go directly to her web pages with all that information. And you ought to bookmark it, listening audience, for later, or when we get completed, probably tomorrow because it's too late tonight, but to send Janet a line. And we can open the lines, Janet, you know, if you want to.
Definitely.
And get a couple of call-ins.
Sure.
The number is 530-327-7602. That is line one into BBS Radio. For USA and Canada toll-free, it's 888-815-9756. This is Station 1, and this is the Bright Lights Pathfinder Show, Bridging Wisdom with Janet Russell. Janet?
Yes?
I would like to know, do you want to do a little intuitive with, I don't usually let people, but if you pick anything up on my dad or...
He's called
the listener. He's my God. He's called the listener.
Okay, is your dad with us or is he the
older? He's passed, and his okay. birthday is February 13th, and my daughter is due with her baby on his birthday.
Well, I need to tell you something, and I'm getting the chills. And what I pick up. Did you ever see that movie, My Cousin Vinny? So,
yeah.
And remember where she was tapping her foot? She's anxious. Well,
yeah.
I need to say, I see your dad tapping his foot. So I will tell you he will be back, and I'm getting the chills. So you said your daughter's pregnant. That's going to be your father coming back.
And my niece, my older brother, John Walton Hill IV. He's a year and 2 months old, few months older than me, and his daughter is due to... Day, she's due on my birthday, which is February 11th. So he's coming, I know.
I'm being shown it's your father wants to stay within your family. You know, we always stay within the same families. My husband is my great-granddaughter to the T, to the T. And what I'm being shown, can I ask you, did your dad like to play cards or, you know, the horses or something? Was he ever a gambler?
I showed horses for him.
Oh, all right, because...
And I did very high-end horse shows.
Okay, then
and
that's
did
why,
fox
because,
hunting and all of okay. that. We had horse farms. We had thoroughbreds and barrel racers and all that.
They show me they show me certain signs. And when I see the signs, it's almost like that they're a passing out cards, you know, around. And I'm seeing this with your dad. Your dad was a very patriotic man as well. Okay.
Yes.
This is because I'm being shown the flags, okay? You know, he keeps on... let me ask you. Towards the end, because what I'm hearing, I usually hear them speak to me. He's speaking very softly. Did he
always spoke softly.
Oh, he did. Okay. Because sometimes they're intubated, you know.
And very slow. He go, yeah. Well, I tell you.
Well, you know what? I don't... Is there an Ellen or an Eleanor or something?
Helen is his sister. She passed...
That all right,
his
because he
sister,
keeps
and she passed just a few months after him.
Okay, because he keeps mentioning her name. Now, does she have a daughter or a son?
She has four children, but she's very concerned about my cousin Marion.
Okay, because I'm definitely feeling usually you know they will come back and they will tell me you know that they're watching over a certain person there. Now was that the second or eldest?
That was the second. The eldest. No, Marion's the eldest.
Okay. Well, they're telling me the second eldest. I don't know why, but they're just telling me there's going to be some changes.
Marion's having some work, you know, trying to get back with her brother, which is right under her.
So then that may
and
be...
And the family split her up. She has, she got sent, you know, it's a hardship story. The three other children are together and the father,
well,
but Marion got sent to somewhere.
But she'll be back with them. This is what I'm being shown, okay? Yeah, I need to also tell you that your dad is extremely proud of you. He's giving me the thumbs up.
Oh, okay. Way to go, Dad,
now,
finally.
I
get your information.
No, I have to ask you something.
Oh, I worked so hard all my life to please him, you
okay.
know. He was I was his shadow.
All right, let me ask
you
something.
I always wanted to do good for him.
Kathy, did he bake or did he like baked foods? Because
he cooked continuously.
Okay. Okay, because I'm smelling, usually those, if they like to bake, I'll literally can smell like an apple pie or blueberry muffins or something.
He cooked
you know.
Apples in the frying pan every Sunday morning.
Ah, that's it then. That's it. Well, he'll be back soon. He can't wait. He's telling me that he's, oh, I got chills on that one. He's telling me that he's getting prim and proper.
Yeah.
New life.
Yay.
So,
he was prim and proper in his day. But I tell
but
you,
he,
what,
but he had sparkly eyes.
He's very hard, strong man.
Uh-huh.
Very strong in business and very truth was of the essence.
And very dedicated, but he had the most beautiful eyes that were sparkling. I could actually see them.
Yeah, I've got his eyes.
They
hang down to the sides and they're very, very blue. And they look wet.
But he's always around you, and, you know, and especially when you're driving or you're in a car. I don't know. Did he teach you how to drive?
I got brutally beaten and raped in a car.
Huh?
And Daddy, I got brutally beaten and raped in a car.
Oh, my, oh, my.
And he gave me my car.
Okay.
And got rid of the car that it happened in, and he gave me the car I've got now, and I won't get rid of it. He
all
said
right,
it was the last car he would buy me.
Yeah, because he's
that was
back
11 years
you.
Ago.
He's telling me he's with you when you drive that car, so I just need you to know that.
That's because that's the only thing I have of his that
well,
he gave me.
Well,
besides,
you.
This house is restored. But okay. That's really interesting. That's great.
Well, that's what I do best.
I know you do.
And I
tell
love it.
Can
you I
do
ask
a
you,
great
is,
job.
It, is there a Philip or a Phyllis in your life as well? Because that name keeps popping up.
There's a Philip that I went to school with, as well as a Philip that is my cousin's child.
Okay.
That's on Daddy's side.
Okay. Concerned about this child.
Are you?
So I don't know what that means, but that's the message.
I'll check into that.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that Mama wanted to see Daddy and feel him like I do. When I'm sleeping and stuff, but I didn't get that information that you got, because he's not going to tell me he's proud of me. He likes me to work at it. But anyway, Mama sees Daddy now in her dreams, and she can literally feel him and touch him and smell him.
Well, they do, you know, and they'll come and they'll hug you, and they'll usually kiss you goodnight, you know. And I know there's been people where they've gone and sat down in a chair, and the chair next to them has gone down, where they've actually felt, you know, that other person with them. Because I tell people, just because they're not with us, you know, it's almost like a dream. We can't touch it, but they're here.
I know.
Yeah,
my grandfather used to come to me, and he'd go, you can't touch me, but I'm right here. And I just sit, but Granddaddy, let me just touch you. You can't touch me.
Yeah.
He says it just doesn't work that way. But
somebody
keeps saying Fred.
I don't know.
And that, I don't know, not unless it's my Uncle Fred that's passed.
I'm not picking that up, but you know, that doesn't mean anything, you know?
I know, that's so crazy that I'm picking up the word Fred.
Yeah. I don't know.
But, Janet, I want to tell you that the feeling, what color do you get today? The feeling and color that you get today?
My favorite color is purple, but today I'm getting like a pink, pinkish red. Pink. That's love.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's
what
love.
Do you feel with that pink?
Well, I like to surround myself with love, you know, and when I see people going through a hard time, I literally mentally send them that pink color and hope that, you know, that they surround themselves with love, especially people that sometimes, you know, are a little negative. I try to bring them into the light, and, you know, and just ask God's blessings of them, you know, because to me, everybody needs love in their life, you know, whether it's love of an animal, love of a person, you know, we all
right.
need that. You know,
Janet, we've got 30 seconds left. The hour has just flown by. They're just telling me to wrap it up because we've got someone else coming on. Janet, it has been a blessing, and I hope you come back. And
thank
we can
you.
Get some readers in, because we did make it to where this was going to be about you. But
thank
this
you
is so Bright much. Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, Bridging Wisdom with Janet Russell and BBS Radio. We are off the air. Bye-bye, Janet.
Bye-bye, my friend.
Thank you so much. God bless.